Now you see why people act like they do. You said, don't they know any better? Now I'm not picking on anybody. The Bible won't mean nothing to you. You a liar, won't think a thing in the world about it. You a shack up with a person, won't think anything about it. You say, how do people do that? They try it and they start out a little while, they feel a little guilty at first. And they just keep doing it. How does a person, he tell a lie and he get away with it? He felt bad about telling that person a lie and they wouldn't go back and repent. They go back and tell another lie, and that's next time it get a little easy. Next thing you know, you just become a liar. It won't bother you. Same way about the giving. You wonder why you're broke. You know what the Bible said, bring what? Bring all your tithes and offering into the storehouse. You notice what it said, but you bring it one time. Next time you say, I'm gonna skip. Next time you have an excuse, I don't spend it all, because I needed that. God didn't know what he was talking about, because I need this money more than he did. What happened? Next thing you know, you're not even doing it at all. Then soon you get in trouble, what do you do? You crying out, will y'all help me? What have you done? You have violated the law of increase that God want to get it to you, and you cut it off. So you hadn't sown no seed. It's like a farmer goes out to the farm, out to the farm and cut the ground. They'll put the seed in it. And come back in the fall expecting to harvest something. You know what he's going to harvest? He's going to harvest some weeds, some cockabugs, and what else? Pigweeds and sycopods. And you can't sell them. They won't buy that. You can't take that to the market, can you? Come on, y'all. Am I right? And so when your life get in, when you understand what you're doing and where increase come from, worship calls you to surrender yourself to Jesus. And you say, Jesus, you are Lord, not me. Praise is gratitude and thanksgiving to him because of who he is in your life. And I recognize you as being my Lord, and I adore you, and I praise you, and magnify you. And it will cause him to show up with all his stuff. And he will pour into you, or he will release into you whatever that's in your spirit. Hear me today. Because, if you do it, you can praise your way through anything. He'll release into you, if you got spiritual problem, he'll release that power to penetrate. And that power will penetrate and it will annihilate and destroy that stuff, that enemy trying to come against your spirit. If you praise him, if your mind, you tell people, I'm losing my mind. If you praise him, that enemy that's trying to steal your mind, there's a power that will flow into your mind, your intellect, your will, your emotion. And they have become calm. If you praise him, there's a power that will flow into your body, out of your spirit, because that's where he lives. And the pain, it will drive away. And you'll find yourself whole and well. But see, people have gotten false information. They said they come in congregations in a setting. And it should be an automatic thing for you to raise your hand. You shouldn't even be looking around, see who's looking at you, thinking about, I'm going to get embarrassed. That shouldn't even be a thought in your mind. But because you're more natural conscious, mind conscious, people conscious, a surrounding conscious, how you look into the people instead of your focus on him, I lift my hands to you. I don't care who's looking at me. And when I do that, he comes, his power flows and releases as faith in action, releases power that will drive out what's, because didn't he say he will be a fence? Didn't he say he will protect you? Didn't he say he'll never leave you? Didn't he say be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might? Didn't he tell you that? Well, then, do you think the devil's stronger than God? Why does this happen? Because people won't release the power. They're more conscious of that. And the power of God can't be released up here. It has to be in your spirit. And you have to offer him a praise. Not because I feel good about it. I do it by will. I do it by choice. I'm willing to praise him. I do it by choice. I lift my hands because I honor him. I praise him and I bless him. He is my life. I'm not looking to anybody else. I appreciate what you do, but he is my life. He is my joy. So I lift my hand and say, thank you. Because see, you didn't wake me up this morning. You didn't come over to my house and say, Jimmy, get up. No. You didn't do that. But I know who did. You didn't give me the strength to get up out of that bed. But I know who did. And I know who keeps me while I'm sleeping. And I know, and I understand it. So it's no problem for me. So if you hung on yourself, you're saying yourself is more important than God. And when you get that seared conscience, you sit there. Because you stuck on yourself. And somebody say something, that conscience got you. It doesn't bother you. You ain't talking to me. You're not talking to me. You know how you do people. You don't want nobody to hear. You don't want to hear what they're saying. Talk to the hand. Talk to the hand. Talk to the hand, because you're not talking to me. Y'all, you know what I'm talking about. Don't sit there, man. If y'all have done that, somebody was talking to you, you throw the hand, talk to the hand. But when your conscience is tender, that's why he wants you full of God. He wants you filled with the fullness of God. So you can have all that he provided for you. God wants you to have what he provided for you more than you want it. He's doing everything he can to get it to you. So you won't make wrong choices. You won't make foul decisions. You won't make ungodly decisions. You won't yield to the one that's destroyed, that is destructive, and his aim is to destroy you. But you yield to the one that'll keep you. The one that loves you. One that won't leave you. One that'll forgive you. One that you come to, he said, come on. Hallelujah. Not only will he forgive you, he'll heal you. He'll restore you. And what is missing, he'll put it back. Yes, he will. And treat you as though you've never been away. Oh, my. So the psalmist said, the Lord Jehovah is my shepherd. I do not lack. Ooh, when I know him. When I'm filled. This is why he wants you filled with the fullness of him. Because he's the great shepherd. He's the good shepherd. He's the shepherd that has nothing missing. He's the shepherd that can do everything that's good. He the shepherd that know how to keep you. He the shepherd that know how to protect you. He the shepherd that know how to bless you. He is the good shepherd to fill you full. So you don't want that stuff. You don't want the blue John. You don't want the stuff that the enemy trying to give you to make you angry, get mad and hateful and strife and get in strife. You don't want it. I want your love, Jesus. I want to lift my heart, my hands. I want to lift my voice. I want to express my gratitude from my heart to you. Hallelujah.